Pen Pals, Episode 8, The Priest Has His Doubts. After the attempted attack on Kelly and her baby, presumably from satanic cultists in the prison, Father McCaffrey hid Kelly and her newborn in the old chapel of the prison, but time's running out. Regulations say the baby has to be put into someone else's custody anyway, but McCaffrey wonders about the lab's DNA itself. Does the baby have so-called creator DNA, something primordial, or is there just a mistake? And as it stands now, Josh and not the ex is going to be the father.
Father McCaffrey?
Those phone calls to my ex, I took the fall for him. He's been helping my mom. There's nothing more to it. But Kelly, the tapes of these calls suggest otherwise. They've been reviewed. What's going on?
It's not like that. He's just someone I used to know.
Well, maybe, but the state is moving forward with the established results because it clears them of responsibility, and whether wrong or right, the state's accepting everything, so Josh has to pay for the next 18 or 21 years as just a pen pal.
And what else good news?
Well, you'll be moved to a secure facility, a much nicer one. They're starting to view you as the next virgin mother. You'll be given a new name to protect you.
Me? A sacred mother? It's insane.
It's going to get more interesting. The higher-ups in Rome got wind of this, and they're going to be interviewing you about a potential divine miracle.